Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. Today is 14 years since I started my business. I set up on the 1st of December 2011. I'm recording this on the 1st of December 2025. Wow. And in those 14 years, I have learnt 14,000 lessons, let me tell you. But what I wanted to do in today's episode of Messy Business is go through the top 14 things that I've learned in my 14 years of business, because it's not always been easy. There's been a lot of fun times over the way, but there's been a lot of tough times, a lot of challenging times. And I genuinely believe that I've cracked the reason for those challenges now. Does not mean that my business is perfect or that I am perfect. And actually, what's really interesting and what's really telling is that I'm actually quite unwell at the moment. And I have, I know, gone through burnout, or I'm, you know, recovering from burnout. I've been quite unwell for quite a while. And actually, the thing that made me finally stop was I got shingles. And shingles is that well-known entrepreneurial stress-related illness. So yes, I'm in the middle of a house renovation and living and working in, it's just a mess. It's very, very challenging, particularly when you're someone who is autistic like me and needs structure, routine, stability and all of that. And honestly, I think it was that finally broke me. So last week, I actually just took a week off. The week before that, I cancelled my client calls. But last week, I just cancelled everything. I had some networking meetings. I had some stuff that I wanted to do, a really nice Christmas lunch that I wanted to go to, and I just cancelled everything. And honestly, I spent the most of the week in bed. And thank the Lord, it was a week where there were no tradespeople coming in. But yeah, it feels quite fitting to record this episode, actually, kind of from this place. And recording this podcast is all that I'm doing today, because after that, I know I'm going to be done. And I find it quite frustrating to, as someone who has a million ideas and wants to do lots of things, to actually have kind of hit the point where it's like, can't do it, just cannot do it anymore. But it's also a lesson that I want to share with you, because it's really important. Because this has hit me after 14 years, right? With the perfect storm of having all the house, you know, 2025 has been dreadful, but I'm going to do a whole episode about what I've learned over the course of 2025, because it is not just me that's found 2025 a little bit strange. But, you know, the perfect storm in terms of coming to the end of my 13 years in business and starting my 14 years in business, starting my 15th year, is, you know, the additional challenges that have come up this year for everybody, but also my own, of having the house on the market, then all the stress of moving the house, buying a doer-upper, my dad being poorly, my husband changing jobs, having worked away, and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. So it's kind of hardly surprising. But what's been the really interesting thing about the business, and last week just shutting down mentally, physically, and work-related wise, is being able to actually genuinely see what needs to change and what I perhaps haven't been practicing quite what I preach. So let me tell you all about these lessons. And I know you'll get a ton of learning from this. So 14 years. It's been a crazy ride, right? I just loved it. Certainly the first 5 years or so, I absolutely loved it because it was so much fun. Could do what I wanted with who I wanted, when I wanted. And that novelty, just, it took quite a few years for that to kind of wear off. It was just so new and so exciting. And then, you know, this is a long time ago, right? But it was so much fun. And what I've realized over the years is that creativity has kind of gone. And I think it's because just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. This is number one of my 14 things. You know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Competence can kind of really trap you in something, you know, and you end up saying yes because you can, not necessarily because you want to. And it's not a, I don't want to. It's a, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that corporate stuff. Yeah, I can build that complicated funnel. Yeah, I can, you know, all of those things. And it's like, you know, there's never necessarily the actual stopping and thinking of, but do I want to? Because there is this treadmill in business. And I think it's got worse. It's absolutely got worse since COVID. And I don't think it didn't really exist as much when I first started out, partly because the online world has changed so much. But you see people doing so many things, right? You see people scaling their business, having their $27 download and making £1 million from it, and you know, all this kind of stuff. And so those things that used to be, oh my God, I've just discovered this thing, this is well cool, or I've just had this idea, how about doing that? It's like things are thrust onto you now. So, well, I should be posting on social media every day. I should have a podcast. I should have a YouTube channel. I can write a book. I can have lots of freebies. I can do one-to-one coaching. I can do group coaching. I can. And it's like then you can't. A la last week. Then you can't. And I think that there is a difference between can and should. Because you should is sort of a made up thing that we pile on ourselves almost, you know, like a guilt driven thing almost. Maybe I should be doing this. Maybe I should be more. Maybe I should be better. So can is separate, because can comes with an element of choice about it. Yeah, I can do this. So I'm going to do this. But there's no, do I want to do this? Is this the business that I really want? Is this how what I saw myself doing? And I know certainly for me, it's kind of been a, oh my God, I'm going to try so hard not to cry during this episode, but I think I might be failing in point number one. But it's kind of been all this can, right? Okay, come on, Libby. It's been a sort of slow leak of joy. And that's really hard to say that, because I adore my clients, right? And I love working with them, and I love supporting people, and I love having answers and solving problems. And I really enjoy that, right? And I really enjoy the time I spend with my clients and knowing that I've made a difference and seeing the progress that they've made over the course of 3 months or 12 months or 18 months or whatever. I love it, right? But they are not the business. And I think this is another important kind of separation to make, that your clients aren't necessarily your business, right? Your business is what happens behind the scenes and the way that you run it. And I've realized that I've got myself a desk job with intermittent conversations with people that get slotted in. And it's like, yeah, I love the tech and I can do all this stuff, but it's like, where's the creativity from those first 5 years in business? Where's that? And yes, I know during that creative period in the first 5 years, I built an agency with staff, which I didn't want. I didn't want that business model, but my God, we had a lot of fun. And, you know, the discovery was great. So I just find it all really interesting that it's almost, what are you creating, right? And just because you can doesn't mean you should. So, and really point two on that is that burnout isn't too much work. It's the wrong work. And this is certainly what's happened to me. You know, it's not necessarily the hours, because I don't work that many hours at all. Haven't done for a long time now. It's the misalignment. You know, you can be busy and energized or rested and exhausted. It depends. The difference is whether the work feeds you. And work doesn't necessarily mean the client-facing stuff, right? It means, like I've already said, it means the kind of everything around it. And it is something I really learned over these 14 years is that misaligned work drains faster than long hours. You can graft, but you can love it. Or you can do 3 hours a week and just feel awful. It's about what it is. It's about whether it nourishes and nurtures you. And burnout can arrive even when the output isn't that extreme. And I think that's what's happened with me. But, you know, it's the combination of everything in life. But it's just, yeah, I really struggled to, genuinely really struggled to get out of bed. And it's you know, that's kind of hard to be like that. And it's certainly like, have I done this to myself? And it's like, yeah, maybe. So, you know, not doing that anymore for year 15, let me tell you. And energy, you know, energy doesn't equal effort. It's about the fit of everything, right? So number three, capacity is a boundary, not a weakness. And this is a really interesting one. And a podcast I did, really probably in the tens, right? So what's this, 165? So a long time ago, right at the beginning, I talked about a coach that I'd worked with who was fantastic, incredible, still going strong. But her energy was super high energy. My energy has never been that. I'm a low energy person. I know that. And I realize now, having subsequently been diagnosed as autistic ADHD, it's because my brain does so much all the time that it leaves me quite physically exhausted a lot of the time. And I knew at the time when I was working with her that I couldn't match her energy. And the things she was coaching me, guiding me to do, I'm just like, yeah, this is great, but I can't do it. I can't sustain this. I'm going to die. And so, you know, we that was fine. But it was the recognition that it was actually really, really important to me. And so capacity is absolutely a boundary, not a weakness. And, you know, some seasons you'll give a lot. Some seasons you'll kind of shut the door and rest. And both are okay. And neither do you need to justify right where you are. Sometimes you need to kind of hunker down and step back. And I think honouring your own limits, it's what brings about sustainability. It's not about being lazy. But if you are lazy, who cares? You know, be lazy. It doesn't matter. And really that this period for me, you know, this burnout and the shingles, which is, it ain't fun, I'm telling you, is listening to yourself has taught me that listening to yourself really, really matters. And I think I'm a great one for not actually doing that. You know, I'll say, I do, you know, what do you want? What do you really want? That's what you want. That's what that life you want. Right, okay. How are you going to achieve that? But it's like, yeah, but is that what you really want? Really, really, really want? And stopping being distracted by the shiny object stuff, back to number one, just because that you can do, is one of the hardest lessons that you'll learn in business. But honestly, I think it's so important, particularly as we get older, particularly as our, I don't know, maybe perimenopause or menopause or all this other stuff that life throws, I think needs to be taken into account far more than perhaps we do, right? You know, what do you want? Yeah, but what do you really, 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 really want? No, not that, the other thing that you really want. Oh, right, that's what you need to aim for, right? So number four, the comfortable middle is overrated. Oh, I talk about this a lot, you know? Growth isn't it's not a staircase, right? It's a wave, I think, really. So the quiet periods, they're not stagnation, they're integration. And these plateaus, they keep you absolutely sane. You know, growth isn't a constant movement upwards. There are calm seasons, there are quieter seasons that allow you to integrate stuff. And they don't mean stagnation. Now, I know 2025 has been a bit of a weird year, but it allows to change and it allows to grow into something that is sustainable. And like last week's episode, boredom can be safety. Episode 164 is about when progress feels boring. So boring can be really, really good. And this comfortable middle, it's like, what's enough? Yeah? What's enough? Oh, do you know what? This is enough. And I'm quite happy with this. And that's okay. I mean, what a glorious place to be, right? So comfortable middle, I think that's what everybody should aim for, because it's a band as well, and you might get to the top of the comfortable middle or the bottom of the comfortable middle. You're still in the comfortable middle, and it's underrated that. Five, you do not need to be more organised. You need to be more yourself, right? Everybody pushes optimization, organization tools. You'll see them all over the place. Don't even talk to me about Trello boards. They're awful. My brain does not work like that. I find them really stressful. I like post-it notes. I like things written in books. Yeah, I love a spreadsheet, but, you know, I'm also happy to be sort of a bit chaotically disorganized because I work. That's how I work. That's how my brain works. And I know that and I accept that. And yes, I can create the most delicious system ever, but that doesn't mean that I should, because I don't enjoy working like that. I like having an idea and scribbling it on a post-it note and then 3 weeks later going, what does building a business when you're depleted? What was my idea there? She says, reading that one that just says something. You know, that's fine. It's a whole voyage of discovery, right? But you're, you know, the world has told us the answer is always systems, discipline, consistency. But the real kind of unlock here is permission to build around who you actually are and how your brain works. Your business must match your brain and your energy. And if you force structure, it can break motivation. And I know this is what I have done, right? I've spend a lot of time building the tools and building the structure rather than doing the thing that I enjoy, if that makes sense, because I can. And yes, it means that I know an awful lot about a lot of tools and it makes me really useful to my clients because, yep, tried that, yep, know about that, yep, researched that. All of that is really, really useful. But I could have learned all that or read about all of that without actually having to implement all these systems as well, do you see, and having half-implemented systems here, there and everywhere. Or, you know, I mean, of course, you can outsource all this stuff, but I like to... somebody else's organisation system ain't going to be how my brain works, that's for sure. And I've had a VA for a long time, you know, work with a VA, but there's certain things that I just couldn't outsource that because, I don't know, I then have to learn how their brain works to get it how to work. But anyway, forcing structure often breaks motivation. And, you know, alignment with what you'll do is far more important than productivity. You have to be productive, but it has to be the right productivity. Or, back to number two, burnout isn't caused by too much work, it's the wrong work, right? Okay, number six. Success is not louder, bigger, faster Lambos in Dubai. You know, I don't want to go to Dubai. It's just dusty and like their human rights record is terrible and I don't want to go there. So that, if anybody's talking about being in Dubai, I'm like, good for you. I don't want to go there. Should we all go to France and live in a chateau? Success isn't about that. It's about being repeatable and enjoyable. It's repeatability and enjoyability. So if you hate the process required to maintain your business, it's not success, right? It's a cage that you've built yourself. And I know that that's what I have done. Too much structure, too many boundaries, not enough creativity, not much fun at all, let's be honest. Trying too hard, not just rocking up and going, don't know, this will be, let's see. But actually, like, right, if I plan it like this and I do it like this and do it not like that. And it's balancing the ADHD and the autism, you know, frankly. But also this, just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should. So success is really what you can keep doing without breaking. And I don't mean that to be melodramatic, but I think it's true, particularly this year. 2025 is, you know, I'd say it's been a really strange year for so many people. And what's better than being impressive is being sustainable. And sustainable in that comfortable middle that you're in. That's pretty sexy stuff there, right? There is no point scaling what exhausts you. And freedom is absolutely the real metric. And freedom is whatever you need it to be or whatever you think it is, right? That's the real metric. Yes, you need to earn money. But again, comfortable middle. What actually makes a difference to you? I bet it's not scaling to £1 million business. I bet it's not because... You know, I said right from day one, actually, in 2011, not really, well, no, that's not true because that is what I started to do. But fairly soon after that, I realised I didn't want a £1 million business because I don't want the infrastructure. I don't want to be a manager. I don't want to do any of that. I want to be creative and help people and enjoy what I do and get paid for it. Ta-da! Simple. Nowhere in there have I mentioned lead magnets or funnels or, you know, YouTube videos or whatever. So number seven. Over-delivering eventually becomes under-living. People-pleasing looks generous, right? But the cost is you. You can give deeply without giving everything. And that's really important. I give really deeply to my clients. But I'm also, plenty of times that I'm offline. I don't, you know, it's not 24... The WhatsApp group that we have in my inner circle is, you know, it is open all the time. But nobody is there 24/7, least of all me. And that's respectful. And yet it's a really deep connection that we have. And they know that I'm always there for them, whatever I need. So you can have these kind of boundaries without over-delivering stuff. Being available or people knowing that you're there is honestly sometimes what people need. Doesn't mean that they're ever going to contact you. It's the, do you know what, I feel all right now because I know that they're there if I need them. And that's really, really powerful for those of us in business, right? Giving everything leaves nothing for yourself. And you matter so much because service, you know, self-sacrifice and service are not the same things at all. And boundaries absolutely do help everyone, not to mention you, not least you. So number 8, content doesn't build a business. Clarity does. You can post forever and still get no buyers if you don't offer what? Oh my goodness. You can post forever and still get no buyers if you don't know what you're offering or why people should care, right? I don't know why that sentence was so hard. Ironic that I'm talking about clarity. But content alone doesn't convert, right? It's the clarity of what you're offering and how you support people that does. Free content generally doesn't equal revenue. That is something that I have learnt. I have churned out a ton of free content over the years. Doesn't always come back as revenue. And often you end up feeling guilty. You know, oh, I haven't posted today. I haven't done this. It's like, so what? It doesn't, nothing's going to matter. You're just going to churn out some shit that Canva wrote, Canva designed for you or ChatGPT wrote for you. So who cares? There's no value in that. And the message must be really sharp, right? The who, what, the why. Because if the value is felt, that's going to be far more, far better. Okay. Number 9, you cannot think your way to clarity. You have to live your way to do it. Clarity really comes from doing, resting, breaking, rebuilding. The thought without embodiment, you know, thought without embodiment is just noise. It's like, oh, I'm just thinking. You don't need to do all of that, says she, who never stops thinking. But clarity comes from this kind of, from living the experience. You know, if you allow yourself space and experience, you'll get real insight from that. Rest is productive. Let me tell you, there are big changes coming to the way that you work with me from 2026 because I can't keep doing it the way that I've been doing it. I have proven that I've been unwell. So, and creativity needs oxygen, and I just want to be more creative. You know, I feel like I've killed my own creativity, and I'm a bit cross with myself for that. But number 10, you can love your clients and still need change. You know, relationships, they don't excuse exhaustion. You're allowed to change things, even if nothing feels wrong. Affection doesn't replace capacity. You can adore your clients. You can become friends with them. But it doesn't mean, unless they're paying you, you know, £1 million a year, it doesn't mean that you're at their beck and call 24/7. It just doesn't mean that. That's not human. And it's certainly not a very good business model. Both things can be true, you know. You can have gratitude and love for your clients and also still want to restructure. And that's something that I have done a couple of times, actually. It's quite hard. When I stopped doing my one-to-one coaching and went to my group program, you know, I brought some people over with me and I feel really great for that, but I just wasn't going to carry on with the one-to-one because it was just so draining for me. Even though I loved it, I didn't love the intensity and frequency and all of that. So, you know, that's okay. It's nothing about the people, right? Mm-hmm. Evolution is absolutely not abandonment of your morals, your principles, your customers, your anything. Mm-hmm. 11, life happens. Probably the biggest lesson. Yeah, there's things like illness, family, burnout, house renovations, anyone? Real life is not a disruption to business. It shouldn't be. It's the context your business must exist within. That's really, really important. If a business breaks when life happens to you, your business is not sustainable. You've got to have flexibility in your business. That's the whole point of having a business as well. You know, flexibility is really, you've got to build it. It's not kind of hoped for. You've got to set yourself, your business up so that you have the time and the capacity and the energy to do the other stuff that's going to happen whether you like it or not. 12. Freedom isn't doing nothing. It's choosing what matters. I mean, maybe I quite like doing nothing, if I'm absolutely honest, but it's choosing what matters. So you left your world employment for autonomy, I am guessing, not endless grind. The point was choice. You can choose to do what you want when you want to. And you get to reclaim all that, you know? Self-employment, working for yourself, it's autonomy first. It's you first. It's what the bloody hell you want to do because it's your business and who cares what anybody else thinks or wants from you. And it should be work that you want to do, not work you endure. So important. And Can't say this enough. Saying no is as powerful as saying yes. They are so important, these. Okay, 13. Fun is not unprofessional. It's fuel for you just living your life and enjoying your life. The fun has absolutely been gone from my life and my business for 2025. And so that's kind of something I'm going to lead to. I've talked before about the book, The Power of Fun by Catherine Price. And if you've not read it, do read it. I know when I first read it, I can't remember, 2 or 3 years ago, and I started crying even before, you know, in like the prelude bit. And that tells you a lot, you know, that you realise that, hang on a minute, life isn't quite right. And now it's got to the point where I've been really ill, and so things have to change. But if you're not having fun, there's no point in having a business at all. You know, you've built this so that you could live. So shall we go live rather than that? You know, joy is sustainable. Creativity, it sparks your business clarity. It really does. Doing something else. You know, I've thought maybe next year I'll have a day where, you know, instead of a mastermind day, we'll all paint pots and I'll help you with your business rather than sitting in a boardroom. Why does it need to be that? Or let's get a bouncy castle and whatever. It doesn't matter, right? Let's have more fun. Let's enjoy life a bit more. That's what business is going to be like for me in 2026. Not necessarily with bouncy castles or pot painting, but you understand my point. And then finally, point 14, the real flex is staying, not scaling. 14 years means resilience, evolution, humility, survival. You know, you don't need to build up to a 7-figure exit to prove that you made it, right? You already did. You already did if you're in week 3 because you made it for 3 weeks. You already did if you're in year 5 because you made it to 5 years. I already did because I've made it to 14 years. It's a sign of survival is a real sign of achievement, even more than it ever was. And success doesn't need to be big. It needs to be alive. And that's so important. So if you're new here, welcome to the messy middle. If you've stayed with me for 14 years, then thank you. Really, genuinely. I think it's mega that you're here. I love it. And I'm changing how I work from here. It's going to be a lot slower. It's going to be a lot lighter. It's going to be a hell of a lot more joyful. More creativity in life and business, and a slower and more sustainable business. But that might end up being bigger, right? Because I'm happier and I'm putting less pressure on myself. And if you want support that's shaped around that, if that's something that you believe in too, then please do stick around. So there are 2 new paths coming, ways to work with me in 2026. You'll get your quick burst problem solved, which is a one-off thing, and then my inner circle for deeper, calmer growth. And if you're listening to this as an existing client, don't worry, all's good. Nothing's changing for you. Just a few things changing along the way. So here's to the next 14 years. I don't know, I might be dead by then. Here's to the next 14 years. And building a business, and to you, to build a business that feels like living, not just working. And thank you so much for being here for all these years, all these episodes, all this everything. And if this is your first one, then mega welcome. It's brilliant to have you here. So thank you ever so much. And I'll see you next time on another episode of Messy Business. I've been Libby Langley. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.